I'm curious to know how you first came across Ray Smith.
I was probably in elementary school, and he had a rock and roll show on WPSD-TV, and my parents used to watch it. So I really grew up on Ray Smith music. And then in 1972, Dwayne the Brain Spies called me. Dwayne and I played a rock and roll band together. And he called me and wanted me to go to Marion State Prison with Stanley and Ray and the show and take some pictures. And I went with them, and then I mean, Ray just blew me away. The performance was great. After that time, you know, I was hooked. I was a real Ray Smith fan. And so I've been doing programs at the McCracken County Library for probably about 8 years now, and this will be my fourth program. And the last one I did was on some people who are buried in this area who are noted, and Ray was one of those. So I did about 10 or 15 minutes on Ray's life then. Bobby Wrinkle at the library is in charge of these programs. And last year she came to me and she said, you know, it's about time for you to do another program. So what if you did one on Rockin' Ray Smith? And I said, well, Bobby, you know, I did about 10 minutes on him before. So it would be redundant. I'm not sure we could draw a crowd, and I just don't know if I could put an hour's worth of a program together. Well, we're laughing now because I was really wrong on both accounts. So this thing has just gone viral. I mean, it's all over Paducah. The library is just inundated with people calling and coming in. And they can't print enough flyers. Every time they print a batch of flyers, they're gone the next day. So, you know, he was really popular back when he was performing in Paducah and actually in Canada, over in Europe, Las Vegas, Hollywood. Ray was the star's star. The movie stars just flocked around him. They loved him. And he's the best entertainer that I have ever come across in my life.
Well, let me ask you, because I didn't know that you had the opportunity to actually meet Ray Smith in 1972. How did you find him as a person?
He was, well, all I can say is he was Ray Smith. I mean, he was, when he performed or when he's behind the wheel of a car, he was the same. He was a daredevil. And he was very personable, very caring, but he could be contentious when he wanted to be. And he just knew no fear at all. I'll tell you this story. When we went in, they took us in to the cafeteria. Well, on the way to the cafeteria, we looked down, and Ray was already playing basketball with the inmates at Marion State Prison. And this was the maximum security prison at the time.
Wow. That's a personable person.
Yes, it is. And they loved him. I mean, the prisoners loved him. Ray could have said, let's have a riot, and we would have had a riot. They would have done anything he wanted them to. He had them wrapped around his finger.
Well, I'm getting the impression that if you want to come and see the program at the McCracken County Public Library, you need to get there early.
Yes, you do. We're expecting a big crowd.
What is that crowd going to see?
The crowd's going to see a PowerPoint presentation, and I'll have a story of Ray's life from the time he was a small child up until his tragic death. And I'll show covers of albums. I'll show family pictures. I'll show pictures of him performing. And I'll tell the story of how he met Charlie Terrell, and Charlie became his manager. And then later on, Dwayne the Brain Spies, who is the local DJ in Paducah, he's probably the most popular DJ that's ever been in Paducah in this whole area. He traveled with Ray and also hosted his shows, some of his shows. So Dwayne will be telling some stories about Ray, and also I'm going to interview Stanley. Stanley has some really good stories about how he met Ray, their life on the road. And he can give us a real good insight into Ray's personality.
And that's Stanley Walker, who played guitar, a legendary rockabilly guitarist who started off with Ray Smith, right?
Right. Ray and Stanley are both in the Rockabilly Hall of Fame.
Well, and I know that we're trying to get this all squared away for yourself and Stanley Walker and Charlie Terrell to come to WKMS and talk even more about Ray Smith and Sun Records and the music of the time on an upcoming Sounds Good. I'm very interested to see if you may have or are planning to have any surprises for us.
Yeah, we'll have some surprises, especially for those people who will not be able to attend the program.
Most certainly. I mean, you'll get the added benefit of hearing a lot of the songs that we're talking about as well.
Right. That's one benefit that we won't have at the program itself.
Well, I know I'm looking forward to it, and I very much cannot wait to get you guys up here and play some of this fantastic music. So I do certainly thank you, Mr. Thompson, for taking the time to talk to us today.
Well, thank you, and I certainly look forward to being there. This is going to be a treat.